17 lines at the bottom. No, you got it. You base them at base. 17 lines in the bottom. Out of dust. Okay, Tan Rabban, Rabbanan learnt. We're middle of, you know, so to speak, the Rosh Hashanahs, when the various Rosh Hashanahs are for the various years. So it says, Tan Rabban, Rabbanan learnt. Amei d'ranam echaveirul l'shanah. If somebody says, he makes a vow, I will not benefit from you for a full year. I says to somebody, I make a vow, I'm not going to benefit from you for a year. The din is, you count 12 months day to day. That means if you made it on the 1st of Kislev, so it's 12 months from the 1st of Kislev. What happens in Mama Lashana Zoo? What happens if he says, I will not benefit from you for this year? He says, even if he's already on the 29th day of Elul, he's on the last day of the year, and he says to the person that for this year, I will not benefit from you. Kivin shegia yemechad v'tishri, a day later when Rosh Hashanah comes, also leishanah, it's a year. Because a year, in human language, is Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So if he says, I'm not going to benefit from you for 12 months, it's from the time he made it, 12 months. But if he says, for this year, the same thing you have with the month. You know, if a guy says, I'm not going to benefit from you for a month, so 30 days. If a guy says, I'm not going to benefit from you this month, as soon as the month is over, the vow is over. And then he says, "Afilu l'manda yomer." Even according to the opinion that says, "Yemechad b'shana in a choshev shana." Even according to the opinion that we learned before in the Gemara, that one day of the year is not called a year. So l'cheira, how could you be on the 29th day of Elul and count it as a year? He says over here that tzurei nafshe kibul alel. Here, the purpose of the vow was to torture himself. And in fact, he does torture himself for the day. In other words, it's not a question of how long the Gemara says, it's the fact that he tortured himself. Now, the Gemara asks a question of Eman Nissen. Why do we say, though, that the year is up at Tishrei? Why isn't the year up at Nissen, from Nissen to Nissen? So he says, because halacha is, when it comes to vows, you go by what the people mean, not by what the Torah necessarily says. In other words, in human terms, like even we speak, the new year is Rosh Hashanah, not Nissan. So even though halachically maybe the new month begins from Nissan, but the year lepel in human terms is Tishrei. Then the Gemara, that's just this Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Tanan, also we learned over there, Hatilson. Tilson, Rashi says, is a type of a spice. In the English, it's called fenugreek, whatever that means. But there's a certain type of spice, mishatitzmach. Now, when does it start the obligation of Meiser? Now, the Mishnah, the Gemara over here is going to, it's really a Mishnah over there. But the Gemara is going to explain that different things have different laws when it becomes obligated in Meiser. You have to tithe the grain, you have to tithe the spices, you have to tithe anything that grows. So when things become usable for that particular object, that's at the time, that's when you have to tithe it. Okay? And until you tithe it, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, Hatilson, this spice, Mishetitzmach, once it sprouts, you're already obligated to separate Meiser. Okay?
It's not finished.
Huh?
It's not a finished.
Yeah, but it's still usable as a spice. So therefore, you're obligated in separating Meiser. Hatfuah v'azesim, when are you obligated to separate produce and olives? Mishiyaviu shlish, once they grow a third of their maturity. Meaning, once they grow a third, that's when you're already, it's considered edible, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it until you separate Meiser. So the Gemara says, Mino ani mili, where do we learn it out? Where do we learn it out from? From where do I know that it's a third? So the Gemara says, Amr Abasi, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Abasi says the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Or Matam, Mishem Rabbi Yisi Aglil, and some people say that Rabbi Yisi Aglili said it, because Amakra, the Gemara is going to learn out from a Pasuk that a third of grain is something. Where do we learn it out from? Because the Pasuk says, Amakra, the Pasuk says, there's a din of Hakel. What does Hakel mean? That and the Sukkis following the seventh year, for like last year was a Shemitah year. So this past Sukkis was the mitzvah of Hak. The whole year is called a Hakel year. But the fact that Sukkis was, so the, what does the Pasuk say? The Torah says the following. Mikei Tshev HaShonim, at the end of 7 years, B'mayid An Yom Tov, meaning Sukkis, Shnasa Shemitah, and the year of Shemitah, B'chaga Sukkis, and the Yom Tov of Sukkis. So the Gatayra is calling the eighth year Sukkis Shemitah. So the Gemara says, HaShemitah Mayavidite B'chaga Sukkis. How does Shemitah get to Sukkis? Shemitah finishes before Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. This is Sukkis of the eighth year. So how does the Torah call it Shemitah? So Allah Lemelach to teach us Kol Tvor Shehevi Yishlish Bashviyas Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. That says, it teaches us as follows. And the Gemara is going to ask, how do you know what you're saying? But the Gemara says, why does the Torah call Sukkis of the eighth year Shemitah? To teach us, sometimes in the eighth year, you have a din of Shemitah. How? If the grain reached a third in the seventh year, and now it's growing two-thirds in the eighth year, you still have to separate Shemitah. And it's still the din of Shemitah. That means sometimes the eighth year, you have to deal with produce as it would be the seventh year. How? Kol Tvor Shei, the Elul Emach teaches us, Kol Tvor Shei Vishlish B'Shviyas, any grain that grew a third during the year Shemitah, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Atad Neig by Minik Shviyas. It's a din of Shemitah, B'Shminis, even in the eighth year. That's what the Gemara learns out. So, we don't know any details yet, but the Gemara is learning, the bottom line is, that if it grows a third, it's maturity. So therefore, the same thing we learned out, that when do you have to start separating 10% tithing, meiser, when it grows a third?
He cannot eat the third.
Right, but you still have to...
She told you have to... He'll mail that.
Okay, but you have to still separate meiser. Mm-hmm. That's what the Gemara learned out. So, Amalei Rabzei L'Ravasi, so Rabzei said to Ravasi, V'dilma L'ayel Klau, maybe it refers that it didn't ripen at all before Rosh Hashanah. The Kamer Achmana, maybe the Torah means Tishmin V'Dezel Ad HaSukkis. Maybe the Torah, that means Shemitah goes until Sukkis. You wanted to bring a proof that there's a din of Shemitah, that a third of growth is growth. So Gemara says, how? How do you know that? Maybe the Pasuk is teaching us a unique din. Shemitah stops at Sukkis. The eighth year, that's when Shemitah stops. So the Gemara says, Loisakadaitel, that doesn't make sense. Why not? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'chag Osev, in the Yom Tov of gathering, V'tzeis Hashana, when the year leaves. Now, my Osev, what do you mean gathering? Ilei M'chag Abob is Manasifa, if you're telling me it's a Yom Tov that comes at the time of gathering, it can't be. Because it says, Ba'aspecha, when you gather, you work in the field. Because then it would be redundant, it would be repeating itself. Because it says already be aspecha. So why does it say chag ha'asif? It's the same thing. Elol my asif, what it means asif. Gathering, it means katzer harvesting. V'kim lo rabbanan rabbanan no. D'chol t'vo sh'niksra b'chag. Any t'vo that is hard cut. An sukkis b'yadua shevi shlish l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. The Torah, the Chachamim say the following. We know the Chachamim know agriculture. Okay? And the Gemara is going to explain it later, that the Chachamim knew what they were talking about. The Chachamim say, if you cut it on Sukkis, it grew at least a third before Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara is saying the following. Chag HaAsif does not mean gathering, because it already says gathering. Baspecha. So what does gathering mean? Gathering means cutting. And the Chachamim, so it means when you cut the grain on Sukkis. And the Gemara knows that if you cut the grain on Sukkis, that means it grew already a third by Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yemiel Rab Zeira. So Rabbi Yemiel says to Rab Zeira, Rabbi Yemiel was known for asking a lot of questions, which were fine line questions, and he used to make the Chacham very nervous. He used to throw him out of the Beis Medrash for asking such questions. Okay? That's Rabbi Yehuda was the marshal. The Gemara says, there's a famous story in Baba Basra. The Gemara says, any bird found within 50 amis of a chicken coop belongs to the owner of the chicken coop. Because Gemara says, birds, chickens, hop around up to 50 amis. So Rabbi Yehuda came to the Beis Medrash and he said, what happens if the chicken has 1 foot in 50 and 1 foot out of 50? I mean, those were his questions. So they threw him out of Beis Medrash. Okay? He used to ask, Rabbi Yehuda once asked another Shaila, what happens if somebody is born with two heads? How many pinyan habens do you have to do? One pinyan haben? Is it one person or is it two people? So he threw him out of Beis Medrash. And Hashem... The question was not about pinyan haben. The question was about how many pairs of tefillin does he wear on his head. If somebody is born with two heads, so does he wear one head tefillin or two head tefillins? So he threw him out of Beis Medrash for the ridiculous question. So the Gemara says Eliyahu Navi got dressed up like a person and he came into the Beis Medrash and asked the Shaila, my wife just gave birth to a two-headed kid. How many pinyan habens does he need? So the Chachamim said, oh, now it's a realistic Shaila about tefillin already. So they let her... He asked the Shaila about pinyan habens, so now they understood there's going to be a Shaila later with Bar Mitzvah, so they let Rabbi Yehuda back into the Beis Medrash. But you hear from Rabbi Yehuda's question now also, they got a little upset with him. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Zeira, he said, V'kim lu rabbanan, bein shlish lepachas mishlish. Do you think that Chachamim know a difference between a third or less than a third? What are they, farmers? You're telling me that the Chachamim know that anything which was cut and Sukkis grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it grew a drop less than a third. How do you know? Amalei, so Rav Zeira was his Rebbe. So he said to him, Lavamina loch leitepik nafshech lebad. Didn't I tell you a million times, don't go outside the framework of halacha? What does it mean? Komidus Chachamim kenhu. When the Chachamim say something, that's what it is. If they say it's a third, it's a third. Don't hack a Chinik. Do the Chachamim know, you know, less? And he says, I'll even prove it to you. That when the Chachamim say something, they mean exactly what they say. If they say a third, they don't mean less than a third. They mean a third. Where do you see? He gives a number of examples. These are very famous examples. Barboim sahu tevel. In a mikveh is 40 saw of rainwater. Yeah? Barboim sahu chasu kurtiv. If somebody tevels in less than a kurtiv, which is a 24th of a saw, that means a drop less, any yochel lipabam, you can't tevel in it. And you talk about biblical laws, by the way. The Moshul, if somebody was Tameh, and they went into the Beis HaMikdash, they got killed. Yeah? So if a guy tevels in a mikvah, exactly 40 saw, he's pure, and there's no problem. If he tevels in 40 saw minus a pint, he's still Tameh, and he gets killed. Another example. Kebeya mitame tumaseichlin. Food which is the size of an egg can make something else tummy. But kebeya chosis shumshin, if it's an egg minus a sesame seed, meaning a tiny amount, any mitame tumaseichlin cannot make something else tummy. There's a din by tumas follows. Any size becomes tummy. If something tummy touches any size food, it becomes tummy. But for this food to make other food tummy, it has to be the size of an egg. So the Gemara says, if it's the size of an egg, it makes something tummy. If it's a poppy seed, less than the size of it, it doesn't make it. And then he says another din, shleish al shleisha, a garment which is three tvachim by three tvachim, mitame midras, becomes tummy with midras. Midras is that the weight of, so if you sit on something, you lean on something, azov, a man that liquids flow from the body, he becomes tummy. And the din is, not only if he touches something with his hands does it become tummy, if his weight touches it, that means he sits on it, leans on it, whatever. Mm-hmm. Even if he's not touching it with his hands, it also becomes tummy. So it says, if it's three tvachim by three tvachim, the garment, it becomes tummy. And if not, chosen nima achas. If it's missing one thread, ain't a mitame midras. Okay? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira says to Rabbi Yemiya, so to speak, like we would say in our language, hakmish kin chaynik. What are you hacking a chaynik? When the chachamim say a third, it means a third. And the chacham knew what they were talking about. So that was Rabbi Yemiya, Rabbi Zeira told Rabbi Yemiya. So now Rabbi Yemiya says, you know what, you're right. My question was foolish anyway. I should have never asked the question. Because I'll prove it to you that the Chachamim know agriculture better than everybody else. So when they say a third, they taka knew what they were talking about. Rabbi Zeira said, Rabbi Zeira wasn't talking, why are you questioning the Chachamim's knowledge of agriculture? Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yemiya, when the Chachamim say something, they mean it. Don't question the Chachamim's amount. Like Tosfos says over there, when he asked one foot in, one foot out, he said to him, the Chacham say 50, it means exactly 50. Don't say, you know, one foot in, one, because Chacham say an amount, it's an amount. Rabbi Yemiya now says on himself, my question was foolish anyway to begin with. Rabbi Yemiya said, Lav milsihi diamit. What I said earlier is nothing. Why? The Gemara is going to prove. Now, Rabbi Yemiya is going to prove from Halacha that the Chacham really knew agriculture. Mm-hmm. And how, by the way, there's two ways of explaining this. Like, the Gemara was incited as a Gemara about certain things in marriage. And Benazi had an opinion. So he said, how did Benazi know if he was never married? Mm-hmm. He never knew, he was never married. How did he know? So the Gemara answers, either he was married and divorced, you know, the famous story of Rabbi Kiva's daughter. Another opinion, the Gemara says, Seid Hashem El Yureyev. Mm-hmm. The secrets of God are to the ones that fear Him. Meaning, Tadikim know. They know agriculture, they know all these things. Where do you see this? The boy Minei Chavra Yimirav Kahane, the Chavra, asked Rav Kahane the following question. The Eimer, the carbon Eimer that the Jews brought when they entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time, where did they get the barley to offer it from? And the Gemara is going to explain this whole thing. Bottom line is that the Eden, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they had to bring a carbon Eimer to permit the new grain. Now let me explain this din of the Eimer. The din is, today, it's a whole question, it's what's called, you hear this a lot in the world today, a Chadash bakery, a Yashin bakery, okay? What is this Chadash and Yashin? But they're not careful in the Bukhal. What's this whole Chadash and Yashin bit? There was new grain. The new grain was not permitted to eat until they brought the carbon Eimer in the Beis HaMikdash. And the second day of Pesach, they brought the carbon Eimer. That's why we count Svidas ha'emer, they counted miyem aviyachem esem atnufa, from the day that you brought the carbon emer. The carbon emer permitted the new grain to be eaten. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the day itself permits the new grain to be eaten. Mm-hmm. So therefore you can't eat new grain until the second day of Pesach. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's this whole inyan chodesh yashin. Yashin means it's old grain that the second day of Pesach passed already through. So therefore now this grain is able to be permitted. I'll give you an example. I mean, not that it could be agriculturally possible. If somebody harvested grain in the summer, let's say, or if Sukkot harvested grain. Now, if you keep Chodosh, if you keep the mitzvah Chodosh, you can't eat the grain until the second day of Pesach comes. You have to wait a half a year to be able to eat this flour, this grain.
And Israel still holds?
No, the question of it applies today at all.
See, I have heard that they freeze actually
bread. So a lot of people don't freeze bread, they freeze the flour, and they don't use the flour until, you know, whatever, until after Pesach.
You cannot have it freezing the bread.
You can freeze it, mean, for half a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so the question is, when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael for the first time, where in the world did they get barley to bring the carbon Eimer from? And he explains, why, if you're going to say that they got it from the Goyim, so the Gemara says it can't be, because the Torah says Ksir Chem Amer Achman. It says if you, when you harvest, V'leik Ksir Nochi, not when the guy harvests. So Lepre, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have any things growing yet that they grew. So how did the Jews bring a Korban Eimer that year? Maybe they got it from the Goyim. It says no, because it has to be Ksir Chem, your harvest. So the Gemara says Mimai Dekrivu. The Gemara says B'chlal, in the middle. The Gemara says, how do you know they brought it a Korban Eimer? Maybe they didn't bring it at all. So the Gemara says, Lei Salkadai, that doesn't make sense. Because it says in the Pasuk, it's the eight from the produce of the land, the day after Pesach. Meaning, they ate the grain on the second day of Pesach. But Mikada Lei Achel. But before that, they didn't eat from it. Why didn't eat from it? Obviously, because they didn't bring the Korban Eimer. Right, the Pasuk says the Jews ate the new grain the second day of Pesach. Now, why didn't they eat it before? Obviously, because they couldn't bring the Korban Eimer. So obviously, they brought the Korban Eimer. The Kriva Arba Eimer V'Hadrachla. So therefore, they did bring the Korban Eimer, then they ate it. So therefore, the Gemara goes to the question, Me'echan Ekrivu. Where did they bring it from? So that's what the Chevra asked, the Chevraya asked Rav Kahana, the Gemara says. Where did the Jews get grain to bring the Korban Eimer? They couldn't get it from the hand of the guy, because it says, your harvest. Amalan, so he answered, Rav Kahana answered to them, Kosh lehevi shlish biyad nachri, if it didn't mature, now he's saying the reverse. If it didn't mature a third by the guy, that means it didn't grow by the guy. What did we say before? When it grows a third, it's called grown. Right? So therefore, as soon as it grows a third by the Jew, you have to bring Meiser. So the Gemara said, where did they get this Eimer from? It can be from the Goyim. So the Gemara said, they got it from the Goyim. They bought stuff from the guy that didn't grow a third yet. So if it didn't grow a third by the guy, it's not called grown. So then they continued growing it by themselves. And therefore, it was obligated for the Meiser. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yirmiyah quotes all this, and Rabbi Yirmiyah says, maybe the Chachamim didn't know if it grew a third or not, and maybe it already grew a third by the guy, and the Chacham didn't know. So he says, Alekimlu, so we say that the Chachamim knew. Hachanami Kimlu, the same thing we know the Chachamim say in agriculture, they taka knew. That what? That anything that grew a third, anything that's harvested on Yusukis, we know grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara asks, V'dilma le'ayel klal, maybe they didn't grow at all. Aval heichad ayel river, but maybe if it grew a quarter of the maturity, ben shlish, lepachis mishish te'kum lo'taka, maybe the Chacham Taka didn't know, and the reason they bought it from the hands of the guy is because it didn't grow at all. And therefore they knew it. So the Gemara says, l'salka daito, doesn't make sense. Why? Because it says, Va'am alumene yardin ba'asa lachedish. It says, when did the Eden go out of the... What happened? The Eden were in the Midbar, right? Then Hashem split the yardin, not the Red Sea. Not Kriyas Yamsuf. When Yeshua took the Jews into Eretz Yisrael, right? They crossed the yardin river, Hashem split the yardin, yeah? What day was it? So Gemara says it was the 10th of Nisan. I mean, not Gemara, the Pasuk says, the 10th of Nisan... The Jews crossed the Yarden. V'isal k'darto d'layayel klal. And if you're going to tell me that it didn't ripen at all, you think in 5 days, Kamayu is going to ripen? The Jews brought the Korban Eimer the second day of Pesach. Right? Now Pesach starts the 15th, so this is the 16th. They crossed the Yarden the 10th of Nisan. That's 5 days earlier. If it didn't grow at all, it didn't ripen at all, you think in 5 days it's going to ripen? It can't be. So therefore, we must say, the Isle River Danka, that it grew a quarter of or a sixth, meaning less than a third. So the Gemara says, Akati b'chamisha yema komalia, can it ripen from a sixth or from a quarter to a third in 5 days? It also can't. So the Gemara says, Elamai yislech lemeimer, so what do you want to say? Eres tzvi ksivba. The Eretz Yisrael is called the land of the deer. What does it mean, the land of the deer? A deer is very fast. A deer is a fast animal. So the Gemara says, when the Torah calls Eretz Yisrael the land of the deer, It means it everything happens very fast there. So it can ripen very quickly. So then the Gemara says, if so, so maybe it can grow from nothing to everything in 5 days too. So the Gemara refutes the proof. It's interesting. Eretz Tzvi, the Nevi Gemara uses it, that Eretz Yisrael expands. The skin of a deer expands, and yet you can never get it back. If you take it off, you can never put it back on again. So therefore, the end of Eretz Yisrael expands. Like the question is, the Gemara asks, when Tchias HaMesim happens, the Gemara says, when Tchias HaMesim is going to happen, we're going to have billions of Jews. Well, I don't know how many Jews. Billions of Jews. How's Eretz Yisrael going to handle them all? So the Gemara also quotes this pasuk, Eretz Tzvi, it's the land of a deer, that it's going to expand, like and the stomach of a deer expands, so this also is going to expand. Well, figure out, Tchias HaMesim, all the Jews of all generations. I don't know what it is. Sure. Now we have 14 million, 15 million, yeah? The last generation, let's say, was 10 million. That's already 25 million. The generation before that, let's say, whatever.
Science says the total of all the people who have lived up to now is less than whoever is alive.
Yeah, but you have this generation too.
Not the Jews.
But
Jews have always, you know. There were how many came out of Egypt?
2 million.
And that was 60 million.
Right.
So it's not that much out of proportion. Which generation has 7 million?
Yeah, but don't forget there were a lot of Holocausts.
Right, and that's why it's, you can't apply the rule that there are more people living now than ever combined.
I don't know if there'll be billions of Jews. That's only a lot of Jews. Can you imagine the politics then, the Jews?
Well, there's going to be a lot of Congress.
But it's going to be a lot of, just make a cheshbon. I don't know if there's a mathematical way of equation for it. I don't know.
You can't last.
If you take all the Jews today and go move to Israel, they also probably won't have room. Mm-hmm. To get rid of the Arabs.
Even if you do get rid of the Arabs, maybe not.
But for more than a generation, there'll be room.
But
if you take the Midrashim literally, if you take the Midrashim that talk about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, how many Jews were there, you're talking heavy millions. Heavy, heavy millions. 50 million, and if you take the Midrashim literally, 50 million, 100 million, I mean, it was an unbelievable amount of people they talk about.
Where?
In the Midrashim, they talk about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Midrash Eicha, and those places. Yeah. If you take them literally, Mefarshim say, can't mean literally. Mm-hmm. It says, Yani HaMelech had 600,000 cities, and each one had 600,000 people. You know what that is? Right, and he had 600,000 so I'm saying, so it's an exaggeration, so to speak, that the Mefarshim explained.
How many,
the Altarebbe says in Tanya, there's, how many souls exist? So it says the 600,000 general neshamas that left Egypt, and each one of those branches off to 600,000. That means neshamas are 600,000 times 600,000, which if you have, it's 10 zeros, made 5 and 5 zeros and 5 zeros, so it's 36, whatever 10 zeros would be. So a million is 6 zeros, so it's a billion. 360 billion.
360 million.
Billion. No,
billion.
Billion. No. It's 36 plus 10 zeros, no?
The people that died in Egypt before they came out, were they considered Jews or, we don't know?
Yeah.
They're
Pashtus. Yeah, and that's 4/5 of the Jews died in Egypt.
And that was before the Torah?
Yeah.
They were still Jewish?
Probably they'll get up. I don't know, I imagine.
Not every single Jew is going to get up and get old. Because people like the Rishayim, like.
They're going to get up, don't worry about it. Eventually they get up, a little bit later. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going back to what it said before. The Gemara asked, the Gemara proved from a pasuk that grain cut and sukkis grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, because it says ba'aspacha, but it says Chag HaAsif, the Yom Tov of gathering. So the Gemara says, it can't mean gathering, because the Torah says ba'aspacha when you gather. So therefore the Gemara says, Asif means when you harvest, when you cut. So the Gemara says, Mask of Lord Rab Chanina asks the question, Omi Matzis Amrit. How can you say that this Asif is Katsir? How do you say Asif means cutting when the Torah says, Be Aspacha mi Garncha mi Kvecha? When you gather from your threshing floor and from your wine vats. So you're not talking about cutting it from the grain. We're talking about gathering it from your vats and from your threshing floors. For Amen, Madam, it says in the Torah, the Chavachamim say, the Torah is talking about the junk of the threshing floor and the wine vat, which are not susceptible to tumah, and therefore it's kosher for schach. So therefore, you see from here, though, that asiv means gathering, not cutting. Amen, Rabzeira says, you know what? We had this good proof from a pasuk. And Abchanina came, shada beinarga, threw an axe into it. And as the Gemara brought a proof from a pasuk, and Abchanina refuted the proof. So Rabbi Zeir said, look at this, we had such a beautiful thing and he ruined it. He threw an axe into it by refuting it. So the Gemara says, take eleminolan. So where do we take know that grain that was cut on Sukkis grew a third before Rosh Hashanah? Where do we learn it all from? So he says, Kiritanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef says, it says in the Pasuk, by Shemitah, it says the Jews will complain. What else is new? The Gemara says, you have, especially when it comes to Yovel, to make a Cheshbon, you have the seventh year Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant anything, right? Then you have the seventh Shemitah cycle is Yovel, right? The 49th year, you can't plant. The 50th year, you can't plant. So when do you plant? The 51st year. When does the stuff grow? At the end of the 51st year. So a Jew is going to come to God, to Hashem, and say, Hey Hashem, what are we going to eat for 3 years? We have nothing on the 49th. Nothing on the 50th, and by the time the stuff grows in the 51st, it's the end of the year. What are we going to eat? So Hashem says, don't worry, I'll give you such a brach on the 48th year, is going to last for 49, 50, and 51. So the Pasuk says, Va'asas is atvua, the continuation of the Pasuk, the Pasuk, Hashem says, I'll give you my bracha, and it'll make the crop sufficient for 3 years, l'shnei shanim. So it says, Al tikri l'shlish. The Gemara says, don't read it for the 3 years. Al l'shlish. It teaches us for a third. That means, when is tvua called grain? L'shlish, when it grows a third. And that the Torah always does. It's written one way, it means one thing, but we learn it to mean something else. Okay, so the pasuk simply means Hashem's going to make the crop grow for 3 years. But here the Gemara says, read it differently. When does tvua become tvua? Lishlish by a third. So the Gemara says, but you need it for itself. Meaning, how could you learn this pasuk to teach us that grain is grain at a third when we need the pasuk to tell me itself that it's going to go for 3 years? So the Gemara says, ksiv k'shacharina. There's another pasuk. It says, Uzratim es Hashanah Shminis, you're going to soak plant in the 8th year, V'achaltim in Atvo Yoshin, you're going to eat the old grain, Ad Hashanah Chiyas, until the 9th year. So you see already Hashem promises, don't worry, I'll take care of your food. So now when there's an extra pasuk, that the grain will be made for 3 years, so the Gemara says, don't read it three, read it the third, that when does grain become full, and when it's a third. And that's when you're obligated to separate mice. Because now the Gemara says, Tanan Hossam, we learned in the Mishnah the following things. Ha'er is va'deichin, rice or millet. Va'progin, progim is papi. And shumshimin is sesame seed. She'shri shilifnei Rosh Hashanah, that took root before Rosh Hashanah. Mis'asrin l'sha'avar. You separate Meiser as the old year. Remember we learned before, you can't separate Meiser from 1 year's grain on the other year's grain. So it says certain things, as long as they took root in the old year, they have a din of the old year. certain things don't have a din until they are a third grown. So that's what he says, the mushroom. Rice, millet, poppy seed, sesame, that took root before Rosh Hashanah, misashin l'sha'avar. They have a din of the past year, and therefore mutarim b'shvius. Therefore, if they continued growing in the sabbatical year, you're allowed to eat them because they really grew in the sixth year. What is considered grown for all these things as soon as they take root? Vimlav, though, what happens if they didn't take root until after Rosh Hashanah? Asurim b'shvius, they're forbidden in the seventh year. Umisasin l'shanaba, and you have to give ma'aser for the next year, and therefore they have all the dinim of Shemitah, and so on and so forth. I mean, the Gemara, we're going to stop here. The Gemara is not finished. The Gemara is saying that anything that took root before Rosh Hashanah are these things, rice, millet, poppy, whatever. Then they have a din of the sixth year. If they didn't take root, they have a din of the seventh year.